John Warburton retires. And there's a photo of John Warburton being presented with a memento by David Simmons. On Saturday, the 31st of May, around 100 people gathered to celebrate the retirement of Wallingford resident John Warburton after over 55 years' service to the Corn Exchange. The afternoon started with a screening of the film Easy Virtue, where John made a brief appearance, one of over 200 films he was in as an extra. Following this, there was a drinks party where John was honoured by Corn Exchange Chair Gloria Wright and presented with several gifts, including signs for the newly appointed Warburton Room, a golden ticket for lifetime cinema screenings, a book of archive photos and a framed memento highlighting his contribution. That's what's shown in the photograph. In her speech, Gloria noted that John first joined the Synodon Players in 1970 for that year's pantomime Cinderella. Since then, he has appeared in 30 or more productions for the Synodon Players. She outlined how significant his efforts had been in making the Corn Exchange the success it is today, starting in 1975, when John was behind the fundraising appeal to buy the current building and was heavily involved in obtaining planning and listed building consent, with conversion work beginning in early 1976. Since then, John has undertaken fundraising for a building extension in 1980, purchase of a sound system in 1986, and a digital projection system in 2012. Apart from this, John was Corn Exchange General Manager from 1980 up till 2001, a trustee for 9 years, newsletter editor for 15 years, and cinema manager responsible for all film bookings from 1995 to 2025. Ending her presentation, Gloria said, "What can I say that would possibly sum up the incalculable contribution that John Warburton has made to the Corn Exchange? Well, in 2015, news of his remarkable work reached Downing Street, and in the New Year's Honours List, he was awarded the British Empire Medal for services to the arts in Oxfordshire through the Corn Exchange Wallingford. This is a very fitting accolade to his many achievements, for which we are truly grateful."